All right, lift off. Happy hump day, friends. It's the John DeBell Show Daily Podcast, June 3rd. This is it. This is what happened. Here's what it sounded like. We started off today by talking Swiss Miss. Not the pudding, though. Speaking of food, pizza delivery girls are now inspiring power ballads. We hit the phones today to hear the weird ways that people pronounce words. Depending on where you live, Feels Like the First Time was featured in Song Stories today. We're making the case for the perfect album, in our opinion, so we need you to start working on that. It's Wednesday, so of course we spun the Wheel of Wow, see where it landed today. And hear all of that right here, right now. Let's dive in. It is the Daily Podcast.
So we got a lot to get to today. Of course, it's Oh Wow Wednesday. Yep. So we've got the Wheel of Wow coming up. But if you've got an Oh Wow song that you want on the wheel, text it on into us. Now, here's a guy every week this guy sends in Blue Oyster Cult, City on Flame with Rock and Roll. And I mean, great song, great suggestion, but you might want to vary it up,
Sure. It's like playing the same lottery number. I see his thinking.
Right. That's it. Yeah. My dad did that.
He's going to be due one of these days.
My dad did that for years. He used his badge number.
Is that right?
As his lottery. And he actually won a whole bunch of times, but he never won more than like $5,000.
Okay.
All right. But that might have been the most he ever won.
At that time, it was probably like $50,000.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's a nice haul. What did you get after that?
Well, I got
what did
nothing.
You buy you? Gum?
Nothing. I was married to my second wife, and he was living with my mom. He enjoyed every penny of it. So I've got a question for you. I could take you one of two places this morning. Which would you prefer, England or Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Ooh, choose your own adventure. Yeah, let's get Swiss.
All right, okay. Well, as of June 8th, there will be business restrictions happening in Switzerland because of the coronavirus. Okay. Right? And one of the problems that they face is what's going on in the sex world, because brothels are legal in Switzerland.
All right.
So they have come
Note
up
to
with
self.
Rules, right? They are limited to what positions they can use.
Come on.
I swear to you. Right. Geez. Doggy or reverse cowgirl are both allowed.
Both fine options.
Wow. Right. Okay. Bill's not up.
All right.
And have a heart attack.
Yeah, he did. All right.
And to those waking up,
sessions are limited to 15 minutes. Right, sex workers.
Wow, I got some champs over there.
So wait a second. So I'm not
cut out to be Swiss.
A couple minutes after the conversation with her. Are you nuts?
Seriously, play some video games.
Right. It's also sex workers are also required to wear face masks and nose coverings at all times.
I'm fine with that.
That's what I want.
Chicks and masks.
And the rooms must be ventilated for 15 minutes after each session,
okay,
as opposed to the normal smell that's in there. Washing sheets and towels at a minimum temperature of 140 degrees and providing gloves, condoms, and disinfectants to all workers.
Listen, at least they're making a plan.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Is there a discount for this now that it's only 15 minutes?
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You've seen the misconnections section on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Some guy, I found this online yesterday. Some guy took a misconnection. It was about, some guy wrote about a pizza delivery girl, right? Okay. And some other guy read it and decided to turn it into a song. And this is the song, and it is word for word what the misconnection was. Listen to this guy.
There's this pizza delivery girl that delivers to the bench area.
He thinks he's Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
She's average height and skinny. And I swear the only reason I order pizza on my day off is because she might be the one delivering it.
It's a power ballad.
That is great. It is indeed.
The John DeBella Show.
Does this place have a pool?
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
215-263-WMGK. That's the number here in the studio. And the reason why I'm giving you that is we're sort of curious how this works out for you, because last week when we were doing why did he pick Panama? What was the bit we were doing?
Oh God! Why did you?
The party starter.
Oh, that's right, the party started song.
Yep. Okay, and Steve has a odd way of pronouncing Panama.
Panama.
Right. And we got on him for it.
Panama. Mm-hmm.
All right. Right. And we actually got an email from somebody going, "How could you get on for it?" Look, we all do it.
I wrote that email.
We all have our words, right? That we either mispronounce or regionalize.
Yeah.
Right. The one that I don't get, and Taylor is one of these criminals, and I think your wife is also.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Crayon becomes crown.
Yes. It's an outrage.
Yes.
I mean, there's no way you could get that sound out of that word.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I have broken Kristen of it because we don't want Steven and Jack to talk like that.
Good. Right. Raise them right.
So Kristen is now saying crayon, but my mother-in-law says crown. And
says crown.
And she'll see the kids every once in a while. It's like, no.
Okay, yeah. All right. You know. From mine for the longest time. Look, I'm originally from New York, so I didn't really learn how to speak correctly. All right, my wife is always on this with us, and even though I've corrected it, she claims I still say chocolate.
Chocolate.
C-H-A-W.
I can see that creep back in.
Right? Yeah. Well, when I'm either tired or angry, the New York comes out.
Or drunk.
Right. Or drunk. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when I'm drunk, there are words that come out that you never want to let me on the air drinking.
Yeah, I know. That's why he stays in the office.
It's not going to happen. But so it's Panama for you.
Apparently, I have a very northeasty Panama.
For me, well, I speak perfectly. But my wife from Quakertown says everything that should have an eh sound.
Right.
Eh. So like pillow would be, oh, my pillow. We need to get new pillows. They're too flat.
Pillow?
Pillow.
Pillow.
Yes.
Pillow.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a Quakertown thing, Bucks County, Lauren herself.
Right.
But eh pillow. Is eh. Yeah. Right. We need new pillows.
You know
need to go to Kohl's.
My dad, who's born and raised in the Northeast in the Roanhurst area, says corner instead of corner. Oh, it's over in the corner.
Oh, wait. Oh, you're not talking about you're not talking about the guy with the dead body.
No.
You're talking about
because
the
dead dude is a corner.
The corner of the room becomes corner.
He adds a syllable.
It's over in the corner. Excuse me? In the what?
In the hearse?
Corner.
Right. Well, my dad was one of those Earl Burl people.
Okay.
Right, you know? And that's why I have a hard time saying the word foreigner, because I always hear my father in my head going, Ferner. These Ferners.
Never gets old.
Maybe it's you. Maybe you have a word that you constantly mispronounce and people get you on it for. Or maybe there's someone you know who has a word that they constantly mispronounce and it drives you up the wall. We want to know what the word is. So, you know, you talk funny. We want to know what that word is. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Was Foreigner one of the bands that got voted on yesterday?
I don't think so.
Really? Because we're going to deal with them now. Foreigner Styx would have been an interesting battle. Right, you know,
they toured together for a while.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah,
for 2 years they toured together. But we are going to talk about a Foreigner this morning. And Head Games is the song, the title track from the third album. Mick Jones explains how it came about and how it fit into what the band was doing at that time.
That was a title that Lou came up with. It was the first song he played me on two fingers on a piano. We kind of took it from there, and I suppose it was sort of a Foreigner type song in a way. That album generally was sort of a little departure. Times were changing musically in a way, and we were sort of changing. We just had the first personnel change in the band at that point when Rick Wills came along, and it was sort of a significant new step.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
There's something we want to do next week, and we got to start planning for it today, actually. If you recall, yesterday we had the Rock the Vote and Vote the Rock.
Yep.
Right? And it was really fun all day long.
Close battles.
Right. Oh, the Billy Joel Elton John one was a complete tie.
Unbelievable.
Right. Yep. But the week before that, we were doing Best Album, Worst Song. Right. Like your favorite album, what was the worst song on that album? I want to take it one step further. And this is going to be a hard one. And this is why we're going to start doing this by email, just for starters. All right? The Perfect Album. Ooh. What is the perfect album for you where there isn't one dog song? Each song, one after another, is perfect. It's just great. The entire album, there is nothing bad on that record. Now, I mean, we all
have
ours.
That's a tough task. I got mine, though.
Yeah, yeah, I've got mine, too.
Mine starts with a dog song, actually.
Yeah, does it?
Black Dog.
Black Dog.
Oh, Led Zepp 4.
Let's see.
Perfecto.
I am not part of that Led Zepp 4 group.
I'll get you there.
Right. No, you won't.
I'll work on my thesis.
Because 4 will never beat 1 or 2.
No, it's great.
Right. For me, it's 1. For me, it's
one. You're one guy. Yeah, I thought you were two.
Yeah, actually, both of them. I could switch. Either one is fine with me. But there isn't a bad song on either of those albums. All right, so we want to know what it is for you, and here's what you do. Send an email to album@wmgk.com. Tell us what your name is, where you live, and a daytime phone number, a phone number we could call you either during the show or even after the show, because we might have to give some people some space and give them time. So we can always record the phone calls afterwards. Mm-hmm. Right, but that's what we need for you. What is the perfect album? Send your name, your hometown, and your daytime phone number to album@wmgk.com. And next week we'll start battling it out. Chat with Cindy. Do you have a word pronunciation that you hate?
Well, when I started to do traffic, I used to insert an extra consonant into the word street and say street.
I was one of those.
Yeah, street. And I didn't even realize it until I was getting trained by John Butterworth, and he kept saying say street, and I'm going street.
Yep.
And
it took me a long time to break that one.
Yeah.
I also have had a hard time with the word, any word that ends th, especially going into a word that starts st. And I used to have to do a commercial for a place called North Stage.
North Stage. That
say John Butterworth Street.
John Butterworth Street.
Not you, Cindy.
Oh.
John Butterworth Street.
Sure.
Nailed it. You're hired.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
It's back once again, the Wheel of Wow. Each and every week, we add a new song to it to replace the one from the week before. And ladies and gentlemen,
what's happening? Oh, no.
Let's rock.
Right. You left the trip
show.
On.
That's only you 20 seconds.
Right? You left the trip on. I'm like, what the hell?
At least it wasn't boisterous.
Rock and roll is not on the wheel.
Right. Rock and roll is not on the wheel. What is on the wheel this week? And just so you know that we're always honest about this, it is right now on Facebook Live, right? You can see the video happening. And this way, whatever song comes up is the song that we play. On the wheel, Tom Cochran's Life is a Highway. Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson Said, Tears for Fears, What Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Mountains, Mississippi Queen, Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind, Procol Harum's Conquistador. Then there's a listener pick slot. And then Sugarloaf with Green Eyed Lady, that's new this week. Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat, Donnie Iris, Aaliyah, Kinks, Sunny Afternoon, The Raspberries Go All the Way, and Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, Devil with a Blue Dress, and another listener pick. I was going to say, and another big triangle.
What is going on here? I left that
find
up
out.
And screwed everything
another
up.
Another listener pick. All right, spin that wheel, Steve.
Yeah.
We've come up with the one next to the listener pick for the past 3 weeks. Is this the week that the listener pick comes up? That's a good spin. That is really going there. Matt's getting dizzy.
Pass the listener pick.
All right. And
next to it again.
Oh, wow. That's insane. There's got to be something. There's a balance. It's got to be off.
We'll mix it up next week with where we put the marker.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Maybe we'll just change all the songs next week. But it is time for us to get to, ladies and gentlemen, what is the song? Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels, Devil with a Blue Dress. Good golly, Miss Molly.
It's John DeBella.
You're such a dork.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
We got into a conversation. This all started last week when we were doing the Get the Party Started song. And who came up with the best Get the Party Started song? And Steve wanted to play a Van Halen song called...
Panama.
Panama. right? And we got all over them for it, Panama.
Of course.
Panama, right? But each one of us, all of us, you know, you folks included, we all have words that, like, we pronounce odd, right? For me, you know, my New York comes rolling in every once in a while. I have corrected the way I say chocolate. Right, and my wife still isn't
chocolat.
Well, no, it believes that I'm always saying chocolate, which is how I said it for the longest time. Chocolate.
She's just looking for an argument.
Yeah, well, yep. My wife looked for an argument. No, that one bitch. She's an angel. She never knows. She knows everything.
We haven't had one yet today. What can I key in?
What's going on? Huh?
I can hear him breathing from here.
And you don't have them yourself, but
I can't think of any myself. Right. I have perfect linguistics.
You don't. I can't think of them right now. But there's words you said in the studio. I'm like, huh? What?
What, like John?
No. Come on, pronounce that.
I got nothing, but my wife does. She says pillow.
Hello.
And I think it's a Quakertown thing.
Yeah.
Very strange.
And look, there's lots of regionalisms and stuff like that, you know. But there are some people who just, and the biggest crime of all, and we were talking about this earlier, and you get your kids being trained to say it correctly because your wife says it wrong.
Correct.
Crayons.
I've trained her to say it correctly now, too.
Right? Because these people who say crowns, Taylor, right, and your wife, right, I don't know how do you get that sound?
Right.
I just don't get it. So the question at hand is, and we've got people are lining up big time for this, all right? What is it for you? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's somebody you're with. All right, let's start it off. We got Roy here. Good morning, Roy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you doing?
I am damn fine. So are you the mispronouncer, or is it someone you know?
Well, there's one word that I mispronounce, and then there's another word that my girlfriend mispronounces.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine's water.
That's the most Philadelphia-ism there is.
That's right, and I'm from Philly, and she's not.
And what does she say?
She says roof.
Roof?
Okay.
Yeah, like I'm going up on the roof.
That one's bothered me for a long time. I don't know if it's a regional Philly thing.
No. There's a lot of people, because those people are the same people who go down to the creek fish.
Yeah. Which I think she says creek, too. Yeah.
Oh, no. Creek is a Delco and Northeast thing, I believe.
I've encountered it all over the country.
All right. Okay.
Both are the ones that he's talking about. But not water. Water is all ours.
Yes.
No.
Well, she's from Schuylkill County, so that's the problem.
All right. So what? So she play banjo?
She's your sister.
Have a good morning, Dennis. What's it for you, or who do you know that says it?
Older folks that I know, they all say Parmesan cheese. Every one of them.
Parmesan?
What?
Parmesan cheese.
Oh. I say Parmesan. Yeah. And then if older people now, and I'll get to mine, they say bronchial. I have bronchial trouble instead of bronchial. Bronchial?
Bronchial.
Does this fall into how the older generation has problems with Netflix, and it's like they can never say things correctly, Netflix and stuff like that?
Yeah, it might be. All right. Well, thank you so much, dude. Robin, what's it for you or somebody you know? What's the word they're always mispronouncing?
It was my mom, and instead of her saying spinach, she would say spinach.
Spinach?
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 It's spinach. So if she wanted the vegetable, it would be spinach. Like, what the heck is spinach?
My mom could never say Perrier. She had the hardest.
That is an obnoxious word. Perrier.
The spinach just reminded me that I have a friend that says salad. I'd like a salad, please.
Salad?
S-A-L-E-T.
No,
salad.
You'll have a burger.
Well, that's a very small salad.
But then she can have spinach to go with that.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have a spinach salad.
It's a spinach salad. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
What's the word?
There's two words, actually.
Okay, all right.
Okay, a guy I work with says the word towel.
Towel. I've heard that one more than enough.
The word house, house.
Hails. Yeah, I've heard. Oh, my gosh. Wait, is he from Bucks County or Quakertown? Because my wife says the same thing. We should think about getting the Hails painted. You should think about learning to speak.
Have a good morning. Cindy?
Hey, guys.
So what's the word? And is it yours or someone else's?
It's someone else's. It's a friend of mine. It drives me absolutely nuts. It's going to make me feel good to get this off my chest.
Good.
When you're referring to asked as in ask somebody.
Right. Ask a question. Okay.
It's asked. A-K-S-E-D.
Yeah, sure.
That drives me nuts.
Right. Well, then there's the axe people.
I got to ax you this. Yeah,
that's
what
she's saying, yeah.
Yeah. That one drives me up the wall.
It does. Right.
Joanne.
Sue-Ann.
Okay, let's try again.
All right, Joanne.
Sue-Ann, What's the word?
I was born in New York. My father was an English major at Yale University. We grew up reading all the time with a dictionary and a thesaurus.
Okay. So
pronunciation is a big thing with me. And when I moved down to Pennsylvania, I had five children. One was 13, one was 4, one was 3, one 2.
Hey, Sue Ann, did he teach you brevity?
Well, okay. So I took my 4-year-old daughter to her first day of preschool, and the teacher told me that Candace needed to come to school the next day with a box of 24 crowns.
Oh, crowns. You son
that's,
of a...
That's what got this God. All started. How in God's name anyone gets the word crown out of C-R-A-Y-O-N is beyond me.
No, it's definitely crayon, and right. I would kill my children if they said crown.
I want a crown that, you know, the ones that Crayola make.
Thank you.
How did you get there?
Right.
The worst part is I made 24 crowns and brought them in.
You're a monster.
You know, so many of these words are actually more regionalisms than they are mispronunciations.
Yeah
sure. All right. You know, the water is you know, the best example of that. But, you know, and I guess you could put, roof and crick in that as well. Mm-hmm.
Crick, yeah, definitely.
Although I have found roof and crick, like I said, all over the country. People, you know, maybe it's from some area and they all spread out.
Well,
I don't know.
What's correct, creek or crick?
Oh, I would go creek. Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's E-E-K.
Yeah.
When you're scared, you don't go, ick.
Right. Someone just texted in, my mother needs batteries for her flashlight. Are you sure she doesn't need it for her Gazette tape player?
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.